Typewriter, tip, 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 karta hai.
We go now to India, where there's a milestone passing here on planet Earth. Yes, the Godrej and Boyce Manufacturing Company in Mumbai is conducting something of a clearance sale. There's only about 500 typewriters in its manufacturing plant left, and it's closing the doors, which means that no more manual typewriters will be manufactured on planet Earth anymore. Okay, electronic typewriters are still being made, and of course, they're all the computers. But that sound of the manual and the feel of the manual typewriter is irreplaceable. But to replace it, you're going to have to find somebody who has a used one. Richard Polt is one of those. He's a philosophy professor at Xavier University in Cincinnati, the owner of 250 typewriters, which is about 246 typewriters more than I have. Richard Polt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How much do we miss the manual typewriter as it's passing from the scene here?
Well, you know, ironically, just now, there's some young people who are discovering the manual typewriter for the first time, and in a sense, they're missing it more than people did before. There was a story about it in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, a little resurgence of use of manual typewriters. I personally feel very wistful about this moment, although I should correct you a little bit. There are still some manual portable typewriters being made in China and Taiwan.
Oh, is that right? Oh, well, that's good to know, because the Godrej and Boyce machines are sort of the larger kind of desk models. I have a couple of Royal portables that were made in the 1930s. They're amazing machines. I remember I used to carry them along with people who carried laptop computers in the early days of computer journalism back in the 80s. And I used to joke it was a laptop that printed while you typed. You didn't have to actually drag a printer along with you.
Well, that's one of the beauties of it. And they're independent of electricity. They're very private. They're personal. They can't be hacked. They don't track your location the way the iPhone does.
And you have to think before you hit the keys when you're writing, because they don't have a delete key. You can't just cut and paste everything.
That's true. It's an interesting experience because you do have to be a little more deliberate, but also you can kind of get into the flow on a typewriter more than on a computer, I think, because, first of all, there are no distractions. There's no email. There's no eBay where I buy new typewriters and so on. And then
great.
Also you can't correct yourself so easily, so you don't second-guess yourself, and your inner editor sort of tunes out after a while.
No, and it scares you to imagine some of the writers who reportedly would write uncorrected prose on a manual typewriter, you know, novels of 500 pages or more. You know, the Godrej and Boyce director told the Indian Business Standard that they presumed that most of their customers there at the end were defense industries who were selling these or buying these typewriters to give them to employees who they didn't want to be distracted by computers and Facebook.
You know, that's important. I think we lose a lot of time to the computer and the internet.
So where are you going to get your next manual typewriter, Richard Polt?
Probably from eBay or from a fellow collector. Fortunately, the old ones that were made so well, made to last for decades, can still be found.
Yeah, I bet I'll be passing my manual typewriters along to my kids. Richard Polt, philosophy professor at Xavier University in Cincinnati and owner of 250 manual typewriters. Portables still being manufactured, but the last desktop models. They closed their doors at the factory in Mumbai today. Thanks, Richard.
Good talking to you.